Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the book of Exodus, we read the story of the Israelites enslaved in Egypt and the advent of Moses and his story and his role that he played in the freeing of the Hebrew people from slavery. And Moses' story begins down by the River Nile, the Nile River in Egypt. And we read in the second chapter, "The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it up, she saw the child." In the Bible, there is this really significant connection between water and the salvation of God. God cleansed the world of sin through the story of Noah and the flood. Pharaoh's daughter drew the infant Moses out of the Nile River. Moses, in turn, as you remember, led the Hebrew people through the Red Sea and away from slavery in Egypt. And after 40 years in wilderness, the Israelites had to cross the Jordan River. They had to go right through the river to inherit the promised land. In the New Testament, you may remember that John the Baptist baptized people in the Jordan River to symbolize God's ability to wash away sins. And we engage in baptism to this day as a continuation of that symbolic ritual. Water and salvation tend to go hand in hand in the Bible. We also know that life itself is fed by water. Where there's no water, there's no life. And where water exists, life abounds. Is it any wonder that human beings are drawn to water as if we have some deep spiritual connection to it? Can it be a surprise that the seaside and the lakeside and the riverbed can feel like very thin places where the Spirit of God and our own spirit mingle? Water has properties that go far beyond its molecular makeup. Water is spiritual, sacred, salvific. Let's pray. Lord God, we are made of water. The salt content of our bodies is an equal measure to the salt content of the seas from which we emerged. Life and water are intrinsically linked, Lord God. It's no surprise that you use water as a symbol of cleansing, of salvation, of new birth. No wonder we sense you in the lapping waves and the drumming of a rainstorm and the gurgling of a forest brook. Like Moses, we ask that you would continue to draw us up out of the waters of your creation to new and even more vibrant life. In Jesus' name we pray.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.